Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 43, Your Phone is Never Yours. You've probably heard by now that it's illegal to unlock your phone in the United States without getting the carrier's permission. This is being done under the guise of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and there was a time when the Library of Congress gave an exemption to this that they have decided not to extend, and the extension essentially expired very recently. And leave it to the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association, i.e. the CTIA, who is the lobbying firm for pretty much all of the wireless carriers in the U.S., the analogy that the CTIA uses is like buying a car. Now, most people don't buy a car outright. It's very expensive, and so they get a loan. And if you transfer that phone to somebody else, or transfer that car, sorry, then you can't transfer the car unless you've paid off the people that gave you the loan. They're saying that buying a phone that's subsidized, which is the way most people buy phones, it's exactly like buying a car, right? So you're not allowed to unlock the phone unless you've paid the people off that gave it to you at that price. And okay, that would work if you could truly buy an unlocked phone in the United States. Now, I know for GSM carriers, you can do this. So if you can buy an unlocked iPhone outright, and you can use it on AT&T or T-Mobile, fine. This discussion's not about them. It's the CDMA carriers. It is impossible in the United States to buy an unlocked CDMA phone that I can move between carriers. Impossible. No carrier will let you buy a phone that can be used on multiple CDMA carriers. Now, it's technologically possible. It's technologically feasible. And in fact, the difference between a Verizon iPhone 4S and a Sprint iPhone 4S, from what I can tell, it's the entry in Apple's activation server that says, oh, this is a Sprint phone or this is a Verizon phone. There might be some software differences, and some of the folks that I talked to recently suggested that there are some minor differences between the networks. They do speak on the same frequencies, but the reality is that it's a software thing. And there's nothing technologically preventing me from using a Verizon phone on Sprint or vice versa. The carriers simply don't allow it. So this argument that it's just like a car is kind of crap because we can't buy an unlocked phone on a CDMA carrier. And furthermore, the iPhone 4S that I bought for Verizon, and yes, I got it subsidized, but there is no way, even if I paid full price for the phone, there is no way for me to get that phone unlocked so that I can use it on AT&T or T-Mobile. It was in, it's in the service terms that they said you'll never be able to use this phone on a U.S. carrier. Now, I got it unlocked for international, and that works pretty well, but I think the CTIA is a bit disingenuous in the way that they describe what this is like, because at the end of the day, the carriers still control what we can do with our phones. There should be no connection between the device I use and the phone service I use. There's plenty of established doctrine and, and legal precedent with Carter Phone on landlines. I have no idea why the FCC won't actually do something and implement Carter Phone on wireless networks. They're exactly the same thing. And phones will be cheaper. I think it'll be much better if we can have our phone choice not dictated by the carrier that we on. And unfortunately, things aren't like that in the U.S. And it would be simpler if we were all using GSM or using one standard, but or even one set of frequencies. And don't get me started on LTE. But in any case, our phones are truly not ours, especially in the United States. And listening to Claptrap by the CTIA about it just irritates the crap out of me. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.